Here we are, Book Epsilon, beginning, no, not Book Epsilon, Book Eta. September 6th, 1983, going through to October 22nd of 1983, so I have a fairly short interval of time and a fairly thick book. We'll see what it has. It starts off with and the TN Fuss maps of various sorts, in this case a computer printout, beginning to have computer printouts of digestion maps. So this is a construction of the PSV-40 neoplasmid, TN Fuss. Which is SV40 driving a neogene, SV40 promoter driving a neogene from the origin of replication. So this book begins by talking about constructing a PSV-40 neo-fusion plasmid, which would use the promoter, the strong promoter SV-40, driving the neogene. Using that presumably to clone in various expression fragments that we were interested in. This is the beginning of that book, Tuesday, September 6th, page 1. Continuing over several pages of the same general type. Starting with page one material, which was the PSV-010. Continuing with various digests of the next few pages. More and more experiments with this PSV-010. Thursday, September 8th, page 21. on page 23, and there's the September 8th on the port, which is a BAM H1 digest plus or minus Bagel 2 plus or minus equal R1 on PS3 010, etc. Rather imaginative interpretation of the gel picture sketched below on page 22. But not happy with it. Friday, September 8th, 9th, page 25, PSV 010 or 010, again. Transformations of various plasmids into C600 cells. Monday, September 12th, page 33. Epsilon, Eta, 31 minutes process. Using standard protocol. Set up the digest with BAM H1. And the conclusion on the opposite page is that highly successful. 2,075 base pairs and 2,915 base pairs for the two types of candidates. Grow up number 6, which is called TN FUS INT 1, intervening sequence 1. Beginning to remember a little bit about why that was the thought, that an intervening sequence might be needed to get expression. So here on Tuesday, September 13th, page 35, construction of TN fusion. Intervening sequence 2, int 2. Attempt to get it in one way or another. Second try on page 37. Third try on page 38. And large scale on the mini number 6 on page 41. But the yield was too low to continue. So continuing in the same way. With a comment on page 42, messing around with gel techniques, conclusion, etc. Partial BAMs being tried on Friday, September 16th, and I'm feeling very happy about it. BAM is about ideal. The supercoil is now zero, and one cut is very heavy. Now here is intervening sequence one being talked about on page 51. TN fusion, int one, single BAM cop, the fragment is good. So getting these different intervening sequences under control. Ligating pieces together on Tuesday, September 20th, page 53, with the conclusion that progressing well, and has eta 53 ligation 2, and many gels on the following two pages. Mini digest on Saturday, September 24th, page 59, with the conclusion that number 20 is what I set out to get, etc. So number 20 is happy. Number 14 and number 20 re-digest. Sunday, September 25th, page 61. Proceed the next step and grow up. Eta 55, number 20, as TN FUS int 1. Intervening sequence, int 2, that is. Intervening sequence 2. Whole bunch again of restriction maps printed out on a computer. Beginning of our use of computer programs to analyze DNA sequences. Or perhaps not the beginning, but at least an example of them. Monday, September 26, page 69, one of the few times I ever talk about patenting anything. I phoned an idea to EJ of CMI, Genetic Engineering of Polyvalent Antigen. No idea what it was about anymore. It never came to any conclusion. To put in a mycoplasmid and then have a polymeric antigen and use that then to have a better antigen for making antibodies and the like. Clean out, fill again on fragment and XMAR 3, etc., etc. Wednesday, September 28th, page 75. I'm trying to have a 20 base fare. A fill-in, a fragment. Hoping to see a map of what this is all about.
Oliver, Jada Lewis is on 1-5. Oliver, Jada Lewis on 1-5.
So here we are on page 79, Friday, September 30th, continuing to work on making this PSV2 NEO plasmid with the, driven by the SV40 promoter and driving the NEO gene. Then on page 83, two, three pages later, Monday, October 3rd, looking at a partial digest to make what I've written down as INT3 TN-FUS, but it really isn't and was corrected to be TN-FUS. That's TK-NEO fusion, a TK-NEO fusion gene, with a diagram showing the TK promoter and the NEO gene and a restriction site that could be used to insert material if that was desired. But anyway, there is the TK gene driving the NEO gene, was aimed to be constructed. Just continuing to do the things needed to make that sort of product. Fill in fragments and so on and so forth. Complete digests of the TK-NEO fusion with the intervening sequence 2 now on page 95, Wednesday, October 4th. But I used the wrong temperature. So single cuts of the XMAR, an XMAR single cut being recut with SMAR 1. From page 897, being looked at on Thursday, October 6th, page 90. And, just various things needed to try to get the desired product. Prep gel again on October 7th, Friday, page 103, to get 893 SMAR 1 single cut, just a necessary thing to proceed. And pages and pages of the same general type. So, in a sense, a digression from the targeting because one is waiting to proceed with that work separately. Preparative gels. And XS single cut test gel, October 11th, page 113, Tuesday. Conclusion well hit. Unusual comment for me. It was a little return to class 17 on Thursday, October 13th, page 123, single cut BST X1 on class 17. And make a single cut S1 ligate and sort into the control cus and the beta cut, etc. So the desired product is CLAR 117, and the control product is CLAR C 117. Meaning control for 117. So CLAR 117 is going to have an X-bar side cut. And this was so CLAR 17 DNA was cut with X-bar 1 and for varying lengths of time, and 8 minutes digestion was close to ideal and contains about 6 micrograms of DNA. So S1 nucleated and proceed is the conclusion. But jumping back on the same day to ligation of TN FUS on page 125. So these two things are going on, and one might say overlapping day by day, or even in the same day. Thursday, October 13th, page 127, ETA 123, 8 minute sample, the best digestion being treated with S1 nuclease. So check of the ligations on page 129, October 14th, Friday, and labeling with the end. This was a material that was labeled, and about 10% of the label is now slow. The large amount of small of presumably the radioactive precursors, but there is a labeled band, which is the product that one is wanting. But not much help on ligation of this material. So that was looked at again on page 131, Saturday, October 15th, ligation tests, with the conclusion that more ligation on TN FUS, judging by the counts, but still can't see anything. CLAR 117 is getting better. Although I can't see anything by radioactivity, apparently, there are plenty of clones. Minis on CLAR 117 and CLAR Control 117, minis. Transformations done with a new method by Natalie Borenstein gave about 50 plex with 10 microliters, and many with 200 microliters. Picked 11 proceeded. The conclusion is, unfortunately, however, that they are not very good minis. No signs of the 7.2 or 10.1 KB fragments, which were diagnostic of either the starting plasmid or either of C117 or of 117. And the map of being there to show what this is all about. TN Fuss being digested on Tuesday, October 18th, page 135. Next page again, Tuesday, October 18th, CLAR 117 and control 117 minutes. Much better growth. And these are now heavy minutes. An X-bar is incompletely digested, but various candidates, 5, 9 and 13 are going to be the starting plasmid. 14 is no good. Conclusion that one should increase the X-bar time and the amount of X-bar. And did so on the following page. Some problems that are not easy to understand. October 19th, there's a classwork on hold. Classwork hold, meaning that I will have to stop working for a while in the lab in order to do classwork and teaching. And Mac will then go on with the various things. Not completely dead yet, though. October 19th, Wednesday, page 143, the CLAR 117 minutes are going to continue. With the conclusion 6 are the same as previous, number 14, give a 3.1 KB and a 6.0 KB fragment, neither as predicted. But 10 is different and gives a 7.5 and a 4.1. Perhaps the map is wrong and these are correct. Anyway, try 16 more before retransforming. So more minutes from TN Foot minutes. Two very promising candidates, number 13 and number 14. Using a different enzyme, check on the TK neofusion genes on Thursday, October 20th, page 149. And as again, jumping back to CLAR 117 and control 117 minis, October 20th, page 151. The conclusion that number 26 and number 35 are CLAR 117. Redigest number 24 and number 36 to see if they are CLAR control 117. So that's 26 and 35 are CLAR 117, and 24 and 36 might be CLAR control 117. And the following pages are the last two pages of the book are concerned with the effect of blocked ends on recombination. A test by Raju Kuchipati on a suggestion for me, show about 30-fold increase in recombination of plasmid delta left neo and delta right neoplasmids by introducing a deletion cut by introducing a cut into delta left. So by introducing a cut into the plasmid, one could increase recombination greatly. And we did, in the end, publish a paper that cutting within the plasmid increased the recombination many fold. And I'll try to find that reference in ending this page, this book, Saturday, October 22nd.